I'd like to speak to you today on the subject of communication. I met up yesterday with some old friends, and whilst I was having dinner with them, they were five in number, at least two of them were interrupted during the course of the dinner to answer their mobile phones. Now, I took this for granted, it didn't upset me particularly, and the friends concerned apologised and kept the phone calls to a minimum. But I did say to myself, what on earth did we do before we had mobile phones? And it's not that long ago. I remember in the old days, especially in Italy, a country much given to telephoning, that you had to get tokens, which you then put into the slot in the public telephone booth, and you had to get a collection of these tokens sufficiently large to keep your phone call going for the duration you wished. Very often the line broke down too, and sometimes the tokens didn't fall through. I remember in England we had a similar system where we would put pennies in a slot and then pressed on button A or button B. It was all very different, and the communications, of course, were probably more complicated, and we tended to keep our telephoning to a minimum. It was also very expensive, but not at all nowadays. I wondered to myself also, is this really progress? Are we making progress in communication because we all communicate non-stop, by phone, by email, whatever? I begin to wonder if we haven't actually become slaves to these telephones. It means that you can no longer get away from anyone. As long as you have your mobile phone on, people will find you wherever you are. The other point about mobile phones, which I'd like to mention, is that they are very probably quite dangerous to our health as well. I don't know if you've heard about some recent court cases, one in particular in the United States. I believe the case was against Nokia for brain damage possibly caused by the use of or excessive use of mobile phones. So that's another aspect to bear in mind as we plough on telephoning each other day and night. And then when I think to myself, well, communications are certainly made easier now by means of the mobile phone, I also find myself coming home in the evening, having switched off the phone because I was giving a speech or in a meeting, and finding myself with 10 new messages. My heart sinks, I have to say. And then I really do wonder. But once you've got that mobile phone, you'll never get rid of it. Thank you.